MNN Sports. I'm Kevin Faulness. The Twins were in Houston last night and opened the series with a 5-4 win over the Astros. Catcher Victor Caratini had a big game.
Hit in the air center field well. Long run Smith back on the track. He'll look up. That's out of here. Caratini straightaway center field.
Yeah, I mean, two walks, home run, did a really good job behind the plate. I mean, took the hit. Where he hit the ball, that's big boy land. You know, I mean, off the bat, I was like, hey, that's got to get over his head, and it got out of the ballpark. But a nice homecoming for him. I mean, because he did a nice job when he was here. He had a nice career in Houston. So anything, I think anytime you come back and, you know, you get two walks and a homer and catch a game like that, really happy for Vic.
That's Twins manager Derek Shelton. The game two of the three-game series is tonight at 7:10. Joe Ryan on the mound for Minnesota. Yesterday, the Minnesota Wild turned to Stu Bickel as the new head coach for the Iowa Wild.
I think the timing is right, but the fit for me is the biggest thing. You know, when I look at this organization top to bottom, people in different areas that I've got to know over the years, obviously with being in Minnesota quite often, every offseason we've been back. And so I've got to know a lot of the people in the organization, and I know that they're great people. I know that they want to win, and I see the trajectory of that going in the right direction. That's what makes it ultimately super attractive for me.
In case you missed it, over the weekend, Lynx head coach Cheryl Reeve was inducted into the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame.
You know, there's 200 inductees. And so the overwhelming part of it for me is just having inspirations, you know, from so many of these women when I was a young coach. And to, you know, to now think that, you know, I was going to have a spot in that same place. It's pretty overwhelming. And it's hard to wrap your mind around, for sure.
The Lynx are number one in the WNBA with a 15-4 record. They're off until Friday. That's when they're in New York to face the Liberty. Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.